Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles should be the fellow heirs of the same body.And partakers of his promise in Jesus Christ Jesus.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Chapter 4 verse 1
第四章第一节。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
Verse 3
第三节。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们继续祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you this morning once again you brought us to your feet.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，再次你把我们带到你的脚前。
This is indeed a happy moment we may listen to your word.
这的确是喜乐的时光，我们能够听你的话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret every word you are speaking into the level that we can understand.
我们祈求圣灵把你所说的每一句话解释到我们能够明白的层次。
We pray for the newly saved. We also pray for those who have received your grace.For many, many years.
我们为着那些刚信主得救的，也为那些已经领受你恩许多年。
We pray for the older ones or the younger ones.
我们为着年长的、年轻的祷告。
By your grace, Lord, we would like to receive everything you would like to give to us in this very hour.
我们借着你的恩典来领受你在这时刻所要赐给我们的一切。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，感谢你，我们奉我们主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. As you know, this book, this letter to Ephesians was written, by Paul while was he imprisoned in Rome.
我们都知道，这封书信是由保罗所写的，当他在罗马监牢里面。
When Paul was first arrested, probably he was quite shocked.
当保罗第一次被逮捕的时候，他大概是感到非常惊讶。
Now, in the few months or in the early years of his imprisonment, probably he was not able to understand why this happened to him.
在初始的几年里面，他或许不明白为什么这事发生在他身上。
Then, when the Ephesians saintsreceive this letter of Ephesians.
当以弗所的圣徒们领受到以弗所书信的时候，
Now somehow Paul was able to explain why he was arrested.
那么保罗就来解释，能够解释为什么他会被逮捕。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章第一节。
For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
Now yesterday we already mentioned Trophimus was a typical Gentile.
昨天我们已经提过了，特罗菲摩呢是一个非常典型的外邦人。
He was the cause why Paul was arrested.
他乃是为什么保罗被逮捕的缘故。
Now after three or four years,
在三四年，
I think the church in Ephesus was waiting, was praying for Paul.
那么在以弗所的教会呢，是为着保罗祷告。
And how much they want to hear something from Paul.
他们何等希望能够听到有关保罗的消息。
Finally, that moment has come.
至终那时刻来临。
So now in their hand, they have this wonderful letter by Paul.
所以在他们手中呢，有从保罗来的这美好的、这奇妙的书信。
Now there were many members in the body of Christ in that place.
在那个地方呢，有在基督里许多的肢体。
Now I already mentioned Trophimus was a very special one.
我提过，特罗菲摩是非常独特的一位。
Of course, church in general was waiting to receive that wonderful letter.
当然，普遍上整个教会乃是在那里等候来领受那奇妙的书信。
But no one probably like more, no one will be like Trophimus.You know how much he himself really want to know more about Paul.
没有任何人比特罗菲摩更要知道发生在保罗身上的事。
Three or four years ago,
三四年前
Trophimus was sent by the churches.
特罗菲摩由教会差派
to accompany Paul to Jerusalem.
和保罗同行到耶路撒冷
and to pass on the gifts, love gifts.From the churches in Asia Minor.
来递送在小亚细亚教会所捐赠的爱的礼物。
And of course, as a Gentile,
当然身为外邦人
the first time he visits Jerusalem.
他第一次来到访耶路撒冷。
Of course, he has heard much about Jerusalem.
当然他听到许多有关耶路撒冷。
From the Word of God.
从神的话
from the preaching of Paul
从保罗的教导
now he was in Jerusalem, now he was in the temple site
那么从保罗的传道现在他在这里他在耶路撒冷在圣殿的原址
most likely he remained in the court of Gentile
很可能他是停留在外邦人的院。
I already mentioned, most likely he was able to see that barrier which separated Jews from Gentile.
我提过了，很可能他看到那个围栏来分割外邦人和犹太人。
He was so privileged that he was able to standing on the temple site.
他何等的荣幸，他能够站在这个圣殿的地址上。
But he can only go certain limits.
但是他只可以来到某个局限
He cannot go beyond that limit
他不能够超越那个局限
That is the barrier, the dividing wall of separation
那里有一个栏杆有一个隔开的墙
So, brother, sister, he definitely noted that barrier
当然他知道那个栏杆
But he never imagined
他从来没有想象
过 Just because of that barrier
就因着那个分割
Finally has caused an uproar of such a violence in the temple
来使到在这个圣殿里那么大的暴力
And Paul was arrested
那样的轰动那么使到保罗被逮捕
Because according to rumor Paul has invited some Gentiles crossing that barrier.
那么跟着这个根据谣言呢人们说保罗带外邦人越过那个栏杆
Because they saw Trophimus.
因为他们看到特罗菲摩
They saw him with Paul in the city.
他们看到他和保罗在城市里
Then by their imagination, they thought that he must be brought in beyond the limit of barrier.
那么凭着他们想象，一定是保罗把他带过这个局限以外的那个围墙。
We know that was not the case.
我们知道这不是这样的情形。
However, because of that, Paul was arrested.
无论如何，因此呢，保罗为这缘故被逮捕。
So Trophimus was the very cause why Paul was arrested.
所以特罗菲摩就是保罗被逮捕的缘故。
But we know much better than that.
但是我们比这更清楚。
From the book of Acts,
从使徒行传。
You remember when Paul visited Jerusalem?
你记得当保罗到访耶路撒冷的时候。
And then James told him.
然后雅各就对他说。
Look, my brother.
兄台请看。
Now you see how many 10,000 of Jews be converted.
你看到好几万的犹太人，他们改教信主。
They have believed in Jesus Christ.
他们已经相信了耶稣基督。
And every one of them was zealous for the law.
他们每一位都为律法热心。
Now, brothers and sisters, according to what we have read from the Bible,
现在弟兄姐妹们，根据我们从圣经所读到
，the church in Jerusalem, according the church history, is the first mega church.
那么，在耶路撒冷的教会呢，是在教会历史里面第一个超级教会。
More than 10,000 people,
超过一万人。
Now, where do you find so many people in Ephesus or Corinth or Antioch?
你在哪里能够找到比这人还多呢？在哥林多，在以弗所或者安提阿吗？
If you measure the blessing of God by numbers,
如果你以人数来衡量神的祝福，
If this also means the will of God,
如果这也是意味着是神的旨意，
because you are within the will of God,
因为我们是在神的旨意当中，
That's why you are blessed.
所以你蒙祝福。
Now by that logic,
以这个逻辑
，By numbers we should know whether you are blessed or not.
根据人数，我们知道你是否蒙福。
And also we were able to decide whether you are within the will of God or not.
我们也能够决定你是否在神的祝福里面。
So brothers and sisters, when you are facing a mega church like this,
对，当你面对这样的一个超级教会
，You can imagine how Paul felt at that time.
你可以想象到保罗当时的感受。
Now, when you are facing a smaller number,
当你面临一个小的数目，
Does this mean that we are away from the will of God?
这是否意味着我们远离神的旨意？
Does that mean that we are no longer blessed by God Himself?
是否意味着我们不再蒙神祝福？
Here you do find many 10,000.
在这里你可以找到好几万。
They are all believers.
他们都是信徒。
Thank God for that.
感谢神为这。
For those Jews, now they were able to believe in Jesus Christ.
这些犹太人现在他们能够相信耶稣基督。
Definitely is a wonderful work.
当然这是奇妙的工作。
However, unfortunately, every one of them was zealous for the law.
不幸的，他们每一位都是为律法热心。
Then you ask one question.
然后你问一个问题。
This mega church.
这个超级教会。
This church in Jerusalem.
这在耶路撒冷教会。
If this is church of Christ.
如果这是基督的教会。
Why more than 10,000 people are zealous for the law?
为什么超过一万人呢？为了律法热心。
If you believe in Jesus Christ,
如果你相信耶稣基督，
you are no longer under law, you are under grace.
你不再在律法底下，你乃是在恩典底下。
So if this is the case,
如果是这样的情形，
Now my brothers, how are you able to find so many people they are zealous for the law?
那弟兄们，你们为什么发生那么多人为着律法热心呢？
Only in Judaism you find many people were zealous for the law.
只有在这个犹太教里面，你发现许多人为着律法热心。
Paul used to be one of them.
保罗曾是其中一位。
But now, brothers.
但是现在弟兄
们。If this is church of God.
如果这是神的教会。
Oh, this is just a branch of Judaism.
还是这只不过是犹太教的一个支派。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Now, under that kind of pressure.
在那样的这个压力底下。
That brave Paul. Paul used to be very brave.
这勇敢的保罗过去是勇敢的。
Paul used to be very firm with the principle of the gospel.
保罗过去是在这个福音的这个原则上非常稳固的。
Under such an enormous pressure.
非常坚固的，在那极大的压力底下。
And Paul began to compromise.
那么保罗开始妥协了。
He accepted the suggestion.
他接受了这个提议。
Now he went with another four people.
他现在和另外四位一起去
to the temple,
来到圣殿。
And not only that, they were waiting for the priest to offer the offering.
不但如此，他们在等候这祭司来献祭。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Paul was among those chosen people.
保罗乃是在那些被拣选人当中。
Now Paul was on that temple.
保罗乃是在那圣殿。
And Paul was waiting for some priest to come.
保罗乃是等候一些祭司来到。
那 what is Judaism?
什么是犹太教？
You need a chosen people.
你需要一个拣选的。
First, you know these people were chosen by God.
你知道这些人乃是被神所拣选。
Of course, Paul was Hebrews of Hebrews.
当然，保罗是希伯来人的希伯来人。
Definitely, he was a chosen man per person.
当然他是被拣选的人。
Now he was standing on the physical temple.
他现在站在物质的这个圣殿。
Which is made of stones and bricks.
用石头和砖块所
做。So you know Paul was there.
所以你知道保罗在那里。
And more than that,
在这其上
Paul was not able to approach God by himself.
保罗不能够凭着自己来到神
面前。Paul has to wait for some priest to come and do something for him.
保罗要等一些祭司来为他做某件事。
Chosen people,
拣选的人
plus the earthly temple,
再加上地上的圣殿
plus the priesthood,
再加上祭司的职分
But you have,
你有什么
You have Judaism,
你有犹太教
You have the earthly religion,
你有属地的宗教
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
When Paul was going through all those process,
当保罗经过这一系列过程
Now in the sight of the people, in the sight of the world,
在人的眼中，在世界的眼中
He's become one of the members in the earthly religion.
他成为在这地上宗教的一份子。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
Who is Paul?
但保罗是谁
？Paul was a great leader.
保罗乃是一个大领袖。在基督徒里面。
Now how do you consider the church of God?
你如何认为神的教会呢
？If Paul is among them,
如果保罗是在他们当中
，If Paul was waiting for the priest to offer the sacrifice,
如果保罗是在等候这个祭司来献祭
，So that means for sure the church of God is a branch.Of Judaism.
所以这就肯定这个神的教会是犹太教的支派。
Do you see that, brother and sister? You know how serious it is.
弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？这是何等严重。
Now where was the testimony of the church here?
何等严重？那么神的教会在的见证在哪里
？James may fail.
雅各会跌倒。
Peter may fail.
彼得可以跌倒。
Actually, there's a record that Peter even fell.
其实有一个记录，彼得已经跌倒了。
But brothers,
但是弟兄
，Paul knew the word.
保罗知道神的道。
If Paul make a mistake,
如果保罗犯错误
，Do you know how serious it is?
你知道这是何等严重
？So for that reason,
所以为着这个缘故
，Even Paul was very patient to wait for the coming of the priests.
就算保罗是那么的耐心等候祭司的来到
，God has lost all his patience.
神已经失去他一切的耐心，他的忍耐，弟兄姐妹。
For sure, God is God of patience.
肯定的，神是忍耐的神。
Who can challenge the patience of God?
谁能够挑战神的忍耐呢
？But this time,
但是这一次
，God had no patience.
神不再有忍耐。
He cannot wait anymore. He cannot wait any longer.
他不能够再等候了。
Brother, sister,
弟兄姐妹
，Even this is dear servant.
即使这是亲爱的仆人
Even this is faithful servant,
即使这是忠心的仆人
Now,
现在
God has to arrest him
神要逮捕他
If God did not arrest him
如果神没有逮捕他
Then Paul will continue in that way
然后保罗就会继续在那个方式里
Then brothers and sisters
那个道路中
Then today's church conditions is all justified
那么今天的这个教会的情况就全部都是
My brother, sister,
生意。
All you can do is join all the existing churches.
那么你所能做的就是参加所有现存的教会。
Do you see that, brother, sister?
弟兄姐妹，你看到吗
？Now if all the churches,
如果所有的教会
simply go that way,
简单的走那个道
，even for Paul there was a tendency to go that way.
就算保罗有这个走这个道的倾向。
When that wind was blowing,
当那个风在吹的时候
，that wind of tradition was so strong.
那个传统的这个风是那么强烈。
It's almost like a hurricane.
就好像这个刮暴风一样。
This time, Paul was really now he was really tossed to and fro.
这次保罗的确是被摇动，飘来飘去。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，and for that reason,
为着这个缘故
，and God has to arrest him.
神要逮捕他。
That's the reason Paul was in prison.
为着这个缘故，保罗被下到监牢里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，of course, if you analyze what happened to Paul,
当然你分析发生在保罗身上的事。
On the one hand,
在一方面
there is some positive reason why Paul has to why God has to imprison Paul.
有一些积极的这个缘故，为什么神要使保罗下到监牢
？No doubt about that.
毫无疑问的。
But that's something to do with the growth of Paul's spiritual life.
那是和保罗的这个属灵生命的成长有关。
You know that part doesn't mean that Paul made any mistake.
那一部分并不是说保罗犯了不会犯错误。
No, because God wanted him to grow even higher and higher.
那是因着神叫他越长越高。
So sometimes we suffer.
有时我们受。
That suffering is not deserved suffering.
受难那不是配得的受难。
Because we make mistakes, that's why God make us suffer.
是因着我们犯了错误，所以神让我们受这个苦难。
Like suffering of Job was not a deserved suffering.
约伯的苦难并不是配得的苦难。
And Jacob's suffering was a deserved suffering.
雅各的苦难是配得的苦难。
So in the light of Paul,
所以在保罗的生命
中 on one hand, we find that his imprisonment is part of undeserved suffering.
在他的一方面是看到不配得的受苦。
Because God wants to release his life of resurrection through our brother.
因为神要从过着他复活的生命，在保罗的生命中。
So that's part of undeserved suffering.
所以那是不配得的苦难。
However, Paul was not perfect.
但是保罗不是完全的。
And God's disciplining hand must be upon him.
对，神的管教的手要在他身上。
That hand means for correction.
那手是为了改正。
Not for Paul himself, also for the church in general.
不但是为了保罗，并且为了普遍上整个教会。
So no doubt.There is a part in his prison is something to do with his deserved suffering.
对，毫无疑问呢，在他下监牢里面和他配得的这个苦难有关。
He made a mistake.
他犯了错误。
He began to compromise.
他开始妥协。
And God will never allow him to go any further.
神不允许他再继续往前。
So we discover.
所以发现。
That's what happened.
这就这样发生。
In one night, Paul was put in prison.
夜间保罗被下到监牢里。
And that hands which are most useful.
那双最有用的手。
Now was with a chain.
现在是被这个锁链管。
He became the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
他成了基督的囚犯。
He became the prisoner for the Lord.
他成了基督耶稣的囚犯，为了主成了囚犯。
In the beginning.Such a blow was a too severe one.
这样的打击是太严重了。
My brothers and sisters, it was such. It must be shocking to Paul.
这对保罗来说的确是一个很大的震撼。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
While he was in prison,
当他在监牢里的时候
，the heaven was so near to him.
这天呢非常接近他。
And then you see the heaven open.
然后你看到天开了。
Paul saw them.Saw the vision.
保罗看到异象。
And this time he listened to the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
这一次他听到这个圣灵的解释。
Why he was imprisoned?
为什么他被下了监牢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，suffering does not equal to the cross.
这个受苦难并不等于十字架。
Many people suffer.
许多人受苦难。
But that suffering does not equate with the cross.
但是那些受苦并不等于十字架。
Paul suffered in the prison.
保罗在监牢里受苦。
But here comes the interpretation or explanation of the Holy Spirit.
但是这里有这个圣灵来了，圣灵的解释或者解说。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹
，the cross means always means.The Holy Spirit explains your environment.
这十字架总是圣灵在解释你周围的环境。
Now you begin to understand why you suffer so much.
所以你就开始明白你为什么受那么多。
Then you take something from the Lord.
然后你从神领受。
Then you take up your cross and follow the Lord.
然后你背起的十字架来跟从。
Now before that interpreting or that explanation, you were in the dark.
在这解释这解说之前，你在黑暗中。
Sometimes you will say, why me?
有时你会说为什么我
There are people, why me in the prison?
许多人说为什么我在监牢里
But sometimes when you are given $10 million.
但是有时你得到1000万
Why you never say why me?
你不会说为什么是我呢
Why the $10 million is for me, not for other people?
为什么1000万是给我不是给别人
So brothers and sisters, can you see that?
你看到
When you ask why me?
那你说为什么是我？
Then the Holy Spirit will explain why you.
然后圣灵就会解释为什么是你。
Thank God.
感谢。
After you read this letter of Ephesians.
在你读这以弗所书信之后。
Now Paul became clear.
那么现在保罗开始明白。
Now Paul understood very well.
现在保罗非常清楚明白。
He said, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles."
所以保罗说，因此我保罗为你们外邦人。做了基督耶稣被囚的。
And then he said, "Don't be discouraged because of my sufferings."
然后他说，你们不要因着我的这个患所患的难上胆。
My sufferings for you.
在我的这个苦难是为了你。
My suffering for troublesomeness.
我为着特洛菲摩的患难。
My suffering for you Gentiles.
我为着你们外邦人的患难。
But these sufferings are your glory.
但是这些患难原是你们的荣耀。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们，
do you see that?
你们看到吗？
Paul was under very strict discipline.
保罗乃是在非常严格的管教底下。
At least 2 years in the Roman prison.
至少两年在罗马监牢里。
Now how was he able to explain why he was arrested?
他为什么能够解释他为什么被逮捕？
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
thank God.
感谢神。
If God did not do that,
如果神没有这么做，
then we will find that we really do not know what is the church.
然后我们就会发现我们真的不晓得教会是什么。
You look around the churches today,
当你看看周围的教会，
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
we have to ask one question.
我们要问一个问题。
Where is the body of Christ?
基督的身体在哪里？
Now if there is a body of Christ,
如果有基督的身体，
you should join the body of Christ.
你必须要加入基督的身体。
You see that?
你看到吗？
Whether the church is matter or not,
无论教会是超级与否，
the problem is not with the numbers.
这个难处不是在问人。
The problem is not with the blessings.
这个难处不是在祝福。
The problem is whether there's a church, the body of Christ.
那难处是是否有基督的身体。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
Because Paul has seen something in prison.
因为保罗在监牢里看见某件事。
Now he passed on that message to you and to me.
现在他把这个信息传授给你和我。
And then we have this letter to the Ephesians.
然后我们就有给以弗所人的书信。
But brothers, let me make my pace a little bit slow here.
但弟兄们，让我把这步伐缓慢下来。
You think about it.
你想一想。
Now Paul was such a strong person.
保罗是那么坚强的人。
Really, he compromised.
很稀少他会妥协。
Really, he changed his mind.
很稀少他会改变他的。
And Paul really received much revelation.
而保罗领受许多的启示。
Now, of course, compared with Paul, you also have the ministry of James, you have the ministry of Peter.
当然，以比罗和保罗比较，你有这个雅各的侍奉和彼得的侍奉。
But if you really want to know anything about the church,
但是如果你真的要知道有关教会，
no doubt that ministry had been given to Paul.
毫无疑问，这个职分是给保罗的。
So he really saw the vision.
他真的看到异象。
His service was governed by that vision.
他的侍奉乃是以这个异象来主使的。
And thank God for Paul.
所以感谢神为了保罗。
But now why Paul was beginning to wave when he was under a blowing of a strong wind?
为什么保罗在那里摇动呢？当他在被那大风吹的时候。
And that wind is a wind of doctrine.
而那风乃是道理的风。
But that doctrine is a doctrine of Judaism.
但是那道理是犹太教的道理。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
When that wind blow,
当那风吹的时候。
And then you find that even Paul was almost fall.
你看到保罗几乎跌倒了。
If this was so with him,
如果是在他身上如此。
Now brothers, who are we?
那弟兄姐妹，我们是谁？
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
for that reason,
为这缘故，
now God had to do something with Paul.
神要在保罗身上做某件事。
Then somehow his testimony will be preserved.
使到他的这个无论如何他的见证能够被保存。
Then you will find the church of God is no longer under the umbrella of Judaism.
然后你就看到这教会不再在犹太教的这个余地。
The church of God does not represent an earthly religion. religion.
教会不是一个属地的宗教。
Now the church of God never decided side by side with Judaism or with any other master religion.
神的教会将不会与这个犹太教或者任何主体宗教并肩了。
Of course, some people are zealous.
当然，有些人是热心的。
They want to make a Christian religion.
他们要产生基督教宗教。
They finally get what they want.
他们自动得到他们所要的。
Brothers, sisters,
三个弟兄姐妹。
Thank God.
感谢神。
If you know that how much grace we have received from the Lord.
如果我们知道我们从主领受多少多么大的恩典。
If you really want to follow the will of God.
如果你真的要跟随神的旨意。
Now we should know what we are doing here.
那我们需要知道我们在这里要做什么。
Paul, of course, knew what he was doing.
当然，保罗知道他所做的是什么。
But Paul was nothing but flesh and blood.
但是保罗只不过是血肉之躯。
So in the eyes of God, he was nothing but the dust.
对，在神的眼中，他只不过是尘土。
So brothers and sisters,
对弟兄们
，Paul was not immune from being fallen. No.
保罗不是从跌倒中有免疫。
So we remember, brothers. If this happened to Paul,
如果这发生在保罗
that also may happen to us.
这当然有可能发生在我们。
So now let us learn the lesson from Paul's experience.
让我们从保罗的经历学功课。
Now, brothers,
现在弟兄姐妹
in the time of Paul,
在保罗的时刻
Paul really knew the revelation.
保罗真的知道这个。
He really knew the gospel, the mystery of gospel.
他知道福音的奥秘
and that's why he became the minister to Gentiles.
所以他成为外邦人的执事。
So he planted one church after another in different places.
所以他在不同的地方种下教会。
Thank God.
感谢神。
That by his labor.
借着他的工作
Now we have the church in Antioch.
我们现在有在安提阿教会
Church at Ephesus.
在以弗所教会
At Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦教会
At Corinth.
在哥林多教会
And many other places.
还有许多地方
Now brothers.
现在弟兄
Are these churches always under the umbrella of Judaism?
这些教会是否总是在犹太教的这个雨伞底下
Do you really think the Church of God is a branch of Judaism?
你是否想到这个神的教会是犹太教的支派
Those people in Jerusalem, they were zealous for the law.
那些在耶路撒冷的人，他们是为了律法热心。
And for that reason, they travel all the way to Antioch.
为了这缘故，他们千里迢迢到安提阿去。
They even went to Galatia church. They even to Galatia.
他们甚至到的加拉太。
They even went to Colossae.
对，他们甚至到哥罗西，到加拉太。
So you see, brothers and sisters, these people, they are so zealous.
所以你看到他们是那么的热心。
They want to make the Church of God as a branch of Judaism.
他们要使神的教会成为犹太教的支派。
So how you going to organize the Church of God?
你要怎样组织神的教会
？You can borrow everything from Judaism.
你可以把一切从这个犹太教借过来。
So you are two modes of Judaism there.
所以你看到有这个犹太教的模式。
On the one hand, you have the temple.
一方面有圣殿。
On the other hand, you have the synagogue.
另外一方面你有这个会堂。
When you have the temple,
当你有圣殿。
You have the place of worship.
你有敬拜的地方。
Called temple.
叫圣殿。
And you have the priesthood.
你有祭司的职
分。You have the chosen people.
祭司体制有拣选的人。
So that's one mode.
被拣选人。
You can follow.
这是一个模式，你可以跟。
And another mode.
另外一个模式。
Synagogue.
会堂。
Now synagogue.God, you always find a small chapel or small place, small hall for your gathering.
那么这个会堂，你总是一个小教堂或者小礼堂来聚集。
Now within the synagogue,
在这会堂里
，no sacrifice,
没有献祭。
However, the word of God,
但是有神的话。
Now how do you understand the word of God?
你怎样理解神的话
？You need some rabbi to teach you.
你需要有拉比来教导你。
So in the synagogue.
对，在会堂里
，You have place of worship.
你有敬拜的地方。
You have the chosen people.
你有被拣选的人。
You have someone to teach you.
你有人来教导你。
So brothers.
所以弟兄们
，If you either you go to the temple mode, you go to synagogue mode.
你如果不是到这个祭司的模式，就是到会堂的模式。
And you have elders.
你有长老。
So you can borrow everything from the Old Testament.
你可以把一切从旧约借过来。
If you have the organizing power.
如果你有组织的能力。
Now here you have a blueprint. Here you have patterns.
现在你有蓝图，你有模式。
You just take everything from the Judaism.
有样式，你可以从犹太教一切都取过来。
My brothers.
但是弟兄。
You remember what the Lord has taught disciples.
你知道主教导门徒什么
？The new wine can be only poured into a new wineskin.
新酒只能够放在新的酒袋里。
It can never pour into an old wineskin.
不可以放在旧的酒的皮袋里。
Christ is new wine.
基督是新酒。
The gospel is new wine.
福音是新酒。
Now Judaism is the old wineskin.
那么犹太教是旧的皮袋。
If you put that wine in the old wineskin,
如果你把这个新酒放在旧的酒皮袋
，then the old wineskin will be torn into a part.
这旧的酒皮袋就会被。
And also new wine will run out of it.
而这个新酒会流出来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，that's the reason in the first two or three centuries people try to put the new wine in the old wineskin.
就是在第二、第三世纪里面，人们尝试把新酒
放在旧的皮袋。Old wineskin react.
难怪这个旧的酒皮袋就反应。
How can they accept Jesus Christ as the Savior?
他们如何能够接受耶稣基督为救主
？How can they believe that Jesus is Son of God?
他们如何能够相信耶稣是神的儿子
？For them, it's just beyond their imagination.
对他们来说，这是超越他们的想象。
So they begin to react.
所以他们开始反应。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？Now the one way to react is this to prove that he's not Son of God.
来反应的一个方式就来证明他不是神的儿子。
He's just like one of us.
他像我们一样。
So brothers and sisters, finally there was a rumor from the Jewish circle.
对，至终在犹太的圈子里有这个谣言。
And Jesus has married.
耶稣已经
They know who is his wife.
他们说耶稣结婚，他谁是他的妻子
？Now brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，That's the source of all this rumor come from。
这是这些一切谣言的来源。
If you want to put the new wine in the old wine skins, that should be the result。
如果你把新酒放在旧的酒皮袋里面，这就是结果。
And because of that，
因着
that rumor invented by Jewish people，
从犹太人所创造的谣言
，stick into the fallen mind，
种在那些堕落的思想里。
There's one way for you to not believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God。
有一种方式来让你不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
If someone can tell you that the blood descendant of Jesus is here and there。
如果有人能够说耶稣基督血地的后代是在这里在那里。
Now that's the reason you have a book called that you have fiction called Holy Blood and Holy Grail。
对，你就有这个想象出来的故事，有这个圣血和圣杯。
Then Da Vinci Code actually got much material from that book。
而这个达芬奇的密码就从这些密码这些密码里面拿出来。
Now why did we see that kind of imagination？
为什么我们看到这些想象呢
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，Remember the word of our Lord。
记得我们主的话。
Don't put new wine。Pour into the old skin.
不要把新酒倒在旧的皮袋里。
And new wine can only be poured into the new wine skin.
新酒只能够放在新的酒皮袋里。
Brother, sister,
弟兄姐妹
Church of God is Church of God.
神的教会是神的教会。
Never under the umbrella of Judaism.
从不在这个犹太教的雨伞底下。
So brothers,
对弟兄们
If Paul that time, if God did not stop him.
如果那次神没有阻止保罗
，You can imagine，
你可以想象
，Because of the strong wind of tradition，
因着这个传统的这个强烈的风
，Most likely Paul will follow that，
很可能保罗会跟随着。
If that's the case，
如果是这样
，The new wine in the old wineskin，
那么新酒就在旧的酒皮袋里。
Where is the church of God？
那么神的教会在哪里呢
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，Jesus Christ loved His church，
基督爱他的教会
，and gave His life for her，
为他舍去自己的生命。
Brothers and sisters，
对弟兄姐妹
，That's why our Lord Jesus died for us on the cross。
对，这就是为什么我们的
He must die for every individual。
他是为每一位。
He died for the whole body of Christ.
他是为着基督的整个身体而死。
That the body of Christ may be ready.
直到基督的身体能够预备好。
So my brothers and sisters.
所以我的弟兄姐妹们。
Yes.
是的。
If Paul fell.
如果保罗跌倒。
What will happen?
会发生什么呢？
Then you find that they really put the new wine in the old wine skin.
你就发现到他们把新酒放在旧的酒皮袋里。
I tell you, brothers.
我告诉你们弟兄。
Not only the tradition was so strong.
不但这个。传统是那么根深蒂固。
Peter could not resist it.
那么的强烈，以致保罗。
James couldn't resist it.
彼得不给抵挡这个，亚当不给抵挡。
It's very difficult for Paul to resist it.
就算保罗也很难抵挡。
Now, if you really go through the church history,
如果现在你看教会历史
，I think you will see what happened.
我看你看到可以看到发生什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，In the first 300 years,
在首300年里
，the testimony of Jesus, the testimony of the Jesus Christ is most wonderful time.
那么耶稣基督的见证是最奇妙美好的时光。
The Roman Empire conquered the world.
这个罗马帝国。征服整个世界。
But after 300 years,
但是三百年后
，The Church of God conquered the Roman Empire.
而这个神的教会征服了罗马帝国。
After 300 years of persecutions,
在三百年的逼迫之后
，Then they discover every true Roman citizen, you will find one Christian.
在他们发现，在两个罗马公民里面有一个基督徒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，This is the Church of Christ. This is the Church of God.
这是神的教会。
And remember, this is a new wine skin.
记得这是新的酒皮袋。
When the new wine in the new wine skin.
当新酒在新的酒皮袋里。
What a testimony for first 300 years in the church history.
这是何等的见证，在教会的首三百年的历史里。
But after 300 years.
但是三百年之后。
The enemy of God knows that.
神的对不对？神的仇敌知道这。
Now if you act like a liar.
如果你像狮子那样的的样子
，Then you find that the Christians they will never yield to that.
你知道基督徒不会向这妥协。
But finally,
但是至终
，Now he changed his way.
他改变他的方式。
Instead of roaring lion,
与其是哄叫的狮子
，Now he became an angel.
他现在变成一个天使。
And for that reason,
为这个缘故
，Now he used the emperor.
他使用这个皇帝
Roman Emperor,
罗马皇帝
by the name Constantine.
是康斯坦丁。
And then you find that this emperor, instead of attack Christians, instead of persecute Christians,
发现这个皇帝与其逼迫基督徒
he embraced the Christianity.
他拥抱基督教。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
remember from that time on,
从那个时候开始
you see, on the one hand, you see the Church of Christ, a Church of God is being promoted.
在一方面，你看到神的教会被提升。
Now you see the emperor of the Roman Empire become our brother.
你现在看到罗马帝国的皇帝成为我们的弟兄。
So now the church, now Christianity become national religion.
那么这个基督教就变成国家的教。
国教。
国教。
So brothers and sisters.When that happened,
所以当这发生的时候
，Now we think the now church really goes up and up and up.
那么你发现这个教会一直往上升。
But brothers,
但是弟兄
，That's the beginning.
这是开始。
How the church of God began to fall.
神的教会如何的堕落
？Actually, our Lord Jesus already predicted that fall.
其实我们的主耶稣已经预言这个堕落。
You see, according to our Lord,
你看到。按照我们的主
Now, that's why he said to disciples.
是为什么他对门徒们
Now, among Gentiles, in this world,
外邦人在这世界里
there are princes of Gentiles to rule over them.
有外邦人的君王来管他们
They have a high official to rule over them.
他们有高官来管他们
So in other words,
换句话说
one day the church of God will be just like the world.
那么有一天，神的教会就像世界一样。
In the world, you find the princes and high officials.
在世界上，你靠有君王，有高官。
And then in the church, you also have princes and officials.
在教会里也有君王，也高官。
And finally, you find the pope.
最终你找到教皇。
The pope is the prince of princes.
那么这教皇是君王的君王。
Now in the world, you don't feel you feel because there's emperor in the world.
在世界上你感觉到因为有皇帝。
But now in the church, you also have the emperor.
在教会你现在也有皇帝。
So that's why the Lord said.
所以这为什么
？He should not be so among you.
这在你们当中不当。
What does that mean?
那意味什么
？In the church, you are not supposed to be like that.
在教会你不当。
In the world, yes.
在世界是。
But not in the church.
但不在教会里。
From the fourth century.
从第四纪。
There in the church, you find the bishop, you find the pope, and you find just like princes in this world.
那么在教会你发现有主教有教皇然后还有那些警察
的夜阳 Now the church become the world
现在是教会成为世界
Now the church become a part of the world
然后教会现在成为世界一部分
Brother and sister
弟兄姐妹
That exactly according to God a Lord's prediction
这是按照神所预言的
But he told us
但是他说
You should not be like that in among you
在你们当中不是如此
You are the body of Christ
你是基督的身体
You are the church of God
你是神的教会
You do not belong to this world
你不属于这世界
Now in this world you have emperor, you have princess
在这世界你有君王你有
But in the church you should not have pope and bishop
但是在教会你不可以有教皇和主教
And brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姐妹
The Lord already knew that is coming
主已经知道这会来
He know that the church of God will fall
他知道神的教会会
In two directions
在两方面
One direction
一方面
，the church is secularized.
这个教会变成世界化。
世界 ，you see, church become part of the world.
那么教会成为世界的一部分。
But don't forget.
但是不要忘
记 ，this world is pagan world.
这个世界是外邦的世界。
This world is not Christian world.
这个世界不是基督的世界。
So when the church is secularized,
所以当这个教会世界化
，it means the church is paganized.
那么这个教会就变成外邦化。
So for that reason. You will find many pagan rituals, many pagan practices somehow brought into the church.
看到许多外邦的那些仪式、那些形式，就带进教会来。
Now you're pretty sure church has been captured into Babylon.
你现在非常肯定教会被逮捕到巴比伦去。
Now that's one direction.
这是一方面。
The other direction.
一方向，另外一方向。
When our Lord told his disciples,
当我们的主告诉他的门徒们
，You should not be called rabbis.
你们不要称为拉比。
Now you see,
你看到吗
？Among synagogues,
在会堂里
，you have many rabbis.
有许多的拉比们。
Now don't be called rabbis.
不要称为拉比们。
Why?
为什么
？Because you are all brothers.
因为你都是弟兄们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you are all brothers.
你们都是弟兄们。
That's why you should not be called rabbi.
这就是为什么你不该被称为拉比们。
And more than that, don't be called father.
在这之上，不要被称为神父。
Because you have only father who is in heaven.
不要称为父们，因为你们在天上只有一位父。
So the Lord Jesus knows that one day in the church.
那么主耶稣基督知道有一个在教会里
God,
在神的教会里
You see some people like that Some people will be called father
在教会里有些人被称为父
Some people will be called rabbi
有些被称为拉比们
Those fathers they are priests
那些父们他们称为祭司
Now you are not able to approach God by yourself
你不能够凭自己到神那里
You need a priest to go to the Father for your sake
你需要有一个祭司为着你的缘故到父那里
You are not able to understand the word of God
你不能明白圣经
You need a rabbi to teach you to lead you there
你需要一个拉比来领你到那里
Brother sister what is that
那是什么
Then,
成为地上的宗教
So brothers if you study this, the whole history the 20 years if you study 2000years of church history.
如果你查考教会两千年的历史
If you summarize what happened,
如果你总结发生的事
That's exactly according to the Lord's prophecy.
那就是正好根据我们神所预主耶稣所预言的
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
What happened in the church history?
在教会里历史里发生什么
In the early times,
在初期
Every Lord's Day, people will come together to break the bread.
每个主日人们都会来擘饼
But gradually, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们逐渐的
Because of that wind of doctrine,
因为这道理的风
Somehow, gradually we change our understanding of the Word of God.
我们逐渐改变我们对神话语的理解
Now, when we have the Lord's table,
当我们有煮的做
，When we break the bread every Sunday，
每个主日我们擘饼。
Now you have the table，
我们有这个桌子。
That's Lord's table，
那是主的桌。
That's why you find the loaf， you find the cup，
你就看到饼和杯。
And then you know after this loaf and the cup being blessed。
那么这个饼和杯被祝福之后
，Now we all enjoy the Lord's table。
我们在享用主的座前。
Now brothers and sisters, we all have eaten the Lord's supper。
弟兄姐妹，我们都吃了主的晚餐。
And also that's Lord's table, we can enjoy the fellowship。
那是主的座，所以我们可以享受交通。
Now, this is the word of God。
这是神的话。
This belong part of the church of God。
这属于神的教会的一部分。
That's nothing to do with the religion。
这和宗教无关。
Do you see that, brothers? That's nothing to do with the Judaism。
犹太教无关。
But remember，
但是请记得。
Now if you study the church history，
如果你查考教会历史。
Now later you know you find that only those elders they are supposed to bless the cup。
你发现后来只有长老们可以祝福这杯。
Do you see that？
你看到吗
？No， because only the bishop， only the elder they are supposed to bless the cup。
只有主教和长老来可以祝福。
In the Bible, elders are bishops are elders.
那么在长老在圣经里面，长老是主是监督是长老。
Elders is plural, and the bishop also plural.
那么长老是长老们复数的，监督也是监督们复数的。
But because of development,
但是因着发展
，You see, for example, in Rome,
比方说在罗马
，There were 46 elders one time.
在曾有一次有46位长老。
Now in the Bible, if you study Bible well, elders just bishop just elders.
如果你查考圣经非常仔细的话，长老就是监督，监督就是长老。
Bishop means overseer.
那么监督是说查看一切。
You see, they oversee something in the church.
他们来总看这个教会的发展。
So you see, they are not different persons, not at all.
所以他们不是不同的人。
So according to the Bible,
所以根据圣经
the leadership always collect leadership.
那么这个领导总是整体的领导。
Now when that leadership becomes singular leadership,
合体的领导，当是成为单一的领导。
Then immediately you find the problem will come in.
你马上发现难处就来了。
So by that time,
到那个时候
there was a theory.
有一个惧怕
，That is not from the Bible，
不是从来自圣。
So they suggest that，
他们就提议
，Among these 46 elders，
在这46位长老里面
，There must be one higher elders of elders，
应该有一位长老中的长老。
So we call that elder the bishop or the overseer。
那我们称这个长老为监督来监看。
So now, yes, brothers, since we are away from the word of God，
弟兄姐妹。既然我们从远离神的话
，Then you will find many inventions from human minds。
你就看到从人的脑来很多的发明。
And then you have bishop which is above all the elders。
然后你就有这个监督在所有的长老上。
Then elders sing a plural and bishop become singular。
而这长老就变成复数，而这监督成为单数。
Now who is going to bless the loaf and cup？
那么谁来祝福这饼和杯？
Every church，
哪个教会？
Now there must be only one bishop。
必须只有一个监督。
So this bishop definitely will distribute the loaf and bread。
而这个监督
loaf and cup，
只有单由他来分配这个饼和杯。
So brothers，
所以弟兄
，You see that？
你看到吗
？That's gradually that happened。
逐渐在发生。
When you are away from the word of God。
当你远离神的话
，When you want to maintain organization，
当你要维持组织
，When you want to make to when you want your body to be functioning，
当你要你的身体操作
，You only care this is your body，
你只在乎你这是你的身体。
That body consists of certain brothers and sisters，
而那身体包括了某位弟兄。
You never think what is this body of Christ，
你不再讲这是我是基督的身体。
Do you see that brothers，
弟兄们看到
吗？
如果是基督的身体
，Then you dare not to make any suggestion away from the Bible。
你将不胆敢提议任何远离圣经的。
Okay, finally, that's the case。
最终就是这样。
Finally, the that's what happened。
最终就这样发生。
So then you know gradually every church has one bishop。
就逐渐的每个教会就只有一位监督。
Now let me tell you。
那我告诉你。
Because the capital of Roman Empire is in Rome。
因为罗马帝国的这个首都在罗马。
Then the bishop in Rome must be the highest one.
那么在这个罗马的这个监督是最当然是最高的。
Because now you see the Church of God was influenced by what happened in this world.
因为你看到现在神的教会被世界所发生的影响。
The emperor made Rome as a capital.
那么这个皇帝以罗马为首都。
So now the bishop in Rome become the most become highest of with the highest authority.
所以现在在罗马的这个监督是有最高权柄。
And finally, that bishop became the pope.
自从那个主教就变成教皇。
So, brothers and sisters.
对弟兄姐妹。
Exactly just like what our Lord predicted.
就正如我们主所预
言。Then you discover the church become the world.
那这个世界就这个、教会就变成世界。
But more than that.
在这之上。
Every local church.
每一个当地教会。
One bishop.
一个主教
and many elders,
许多的长老
on the Lord's day,
在主日
the bishop will stand up and bless the cup and the loaf.
那个主教会站起来来祝福那个饼和杯
and the people, the brothers and sisters, they all come for the Lord's table.
那么所有弟兄们来到主座前
but brothers,
但是弟兄
the more they study the Bible,
他们越查圣经
then they begin to think.
他们就开始想
now what is the loaf and what is the cup?
什么是饼什么是杯
Now this loaf is the body of Christ.
这饼是基督的身体
And this cup is the blood.
这个杯是血
So when the blood and the body are separated.
当这个身体和血分开
Means this is the death.
说这是死
That's why Paul said we are displaying the death.
这就为什么保罗说我们在彰显主的死
So we are playing the death of our Lord.
我们乃是在彰显主的死。
We do this in remembrance of our Lord.
我们做这为纪念我们的主。
How he died for us on the cross.
他为我们挂在十字架。
How his blood and his body were separated.
他这个身上的血离开他的身
体。So here are the tokens of love.
所以这是爱的标记。
When you see the body, when you see the blood,
当你看到身体，看到血
separated,
分开
you know our Lord has died for us.
你知道我们的主为我们而死。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
this is the Lord's table.
这是主的座。
But did you see that?
但是你看到吗？
Later, when people, they use their imagination.
后来人们用他们的想象。
They say, if this is the Lord's, if this is the body, and this is the blood.
他们想，如果这个是身体，这个是血。
So this must be sacrificed.
这一定是献祭。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
祭物，这是祭物，
这是祭物。
So if these are the sacrifices,
这些是祭物。
Then who offer the sacrifice?
谁献这些祭物呢
？It must be priests who offer the sacrifice.
一定是祭司来献这些祭物。
So you see, brothers, 所
以弟兄姐妹看到
，priest actually is the priest is priest actually priest only appear in Judaism.
祭司其实只是单在犹太教出现。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？Now when we talk about earthly priesthood,
当我们说到属地的祭司
，That's only in Judaism.
祭司就是那是犹太教。
Now this afternoon we'll talk about priesthood.
那么今天叫我们要讲到祭司。
We are talk about heavenly priesthood.
我们要说到天上的祭司。
Spiritual priesthood.
属灵的祭司。
We never talk about earthly priesthood.
我们从不讲属地的祭司。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？Only in Judaism they have earthly priesthood.
只有在犹太教里有属地的祭司。
So if you want to go to the Father,
对，如果你要到父
，if you want to approach God,
你要来到神面前
，now you have to take the sheep or goat,
你需要带羊或者
，and give it to the priest,
山羊来给祭司
，and the priest will offer the sacrifice for you.
那么祭司会为你献上祭物
，then your sin will be solved.
难道你的罪就会解决
Every year,
每一年
the high priest will take blood enter into the veil
那个大祭司会带血进入这个过了
Once a year
一年一次
that high priest represent you
那大祭司代表你
to go into the holiest of holies
来进入至圣所
So what does that mean?
那意味着什么
No one can approach God by himself
没有人能够单凭自己到神那里去
So when you have priesthood
所以当你有祭司制度
It means we are saint
说我们都是罪，
都犯罪。We are never able to approach God by ourselves.
我们不能凭着自己来到神面前。
So you see, brothers, that's the testament.
那是旧约。
That's before Jesus accomplished salvation.
那是在主耶稣成就救恩之前。
They cannot do better.
他们不能够凭更好。
So you see, the priesthood is a must in the Old Testament.
所以你看到在旧约里，这个祭司制度是必须的。
But think about it.
但是想一想。
Now, according to that theory.
根据呢原理
if the cup represent the blood of Jesus
如果那个杯是代表耶稣的血
if loaf the body of Christ
如果这个饼是基督的身体
so why will this become a sacrifice
弟兄姐妹这变成祭物
now who sacrifice who offered the sacrifice
谁献的祭物呢
so this bishop become the priest
所以这个主教就变成祭司
so you see
你看到
later they become the fathers
后来他们就变成父们
神父们，
神父们。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
对，你看到。
Sometimes you just wonder.
有时你在想。
In Judaism, priest is there.
在犹太教里，祭司在那里。
But why in the Church of God?
为什么在神的教会里
？We also have earthly priests.
你有属地的这个祭司。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄们，你看到。
Now you do have it.
现在你。
Now, when someone had the robe, almost like a robe in Judaism.
那么当他们穿的这袍像在犹太教里面。
And now you know they are fathers.
你知道这些是神父们。
You know they are priests.
你知道他们是祭司们。
You are confess your sins.
如果你要承认你的罪。
You are confessing to them.
你要向他们认罪。
But anyway, you cannot go to your father directly.
无论如何，你不能够直接到你父那里去。
So, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Do you see?
你看到吗
？Now.The blood, loaf and the cup become sacrifices.
现在这个饼和杯变成祭物。
And then the bishop become the priest.
而这主教成为祭司。
Now, what happened to the table?
那么这个神的座变成怎么样了
？Now, if loaf and the cup are the sacrifice.
如果这饼和杯是祭物。
You have priests here.
你有祭司在这里。
So what is the table that where you have this token of love?
那么你有这个爱的标记的座子在哪里呢
？According to the logic, it must be altar.
根据逻辑，一定是这个祭坛。
You see that, brothers?
你看到这个问题
？Now in Judaism, you have the altar made of stone and wood.
那么在犹太教里有这个以木和石做成的祭坛。
Where do you find that?
在教会里没有看到。
Because the Lord said, "Don't call yourself fathers." No.
因为主说你不要称
你们为。You have only one father.
你们只有一位父。
You are all brothers.
你们都是弟兄们。
You see, brothers and sisters.
兄弟们看到。
You're able to come to the Father directly.
你能够直接来到父面前。
But what happened?
但是发生。
What happened in history?
你看到历史发生的事。
And then that table, that wooden table, become the altar.
而那木的座子变成祭坛。
If that become the altar,
如果那变成祭坛
，How about the meeting hall?
那么这个聚会的厅怎么样
？So brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，This meeting hall can be divided into two parts.
这个聚会厅可以分成两部分。
Now that part.Which is very near the altar.
那非常接近祭坛的部分。
You call that sanctuary.
你称这个为
圣所。
圣所。
You see, in the normal cathedral.
在普通的这个教堂里。
You see, at the end and all, we have a semi-circular one that's called.Sanctuary.
那么它有这个半圆、半拱圆形的，称为圣所。
Why? Why you call this sanctuary?
为什么称为圣所呢
？Here you find the altar.
因为在这里发现这个祭坛。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄们看到吗
？If this is the altar, if this is the sanctuary,
如果这是祭坛，这是圣所。
Then how do you call the meeting hall?
那么你称这聚会厅是什么呢
？You call temple.
你称这为。圣殿。
So brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Here you have material temple.
你现在有物质的圣殿。
You have earthly temple.
有属地的圣殿。
Now if you know Bible very well.
如果你对圣经非常熟悉。
We don't have earthly temple.
我们也没有属地的圣殿。
We belong to Judaism.
属于犹太教。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，Now every Sunday.
现在每一个主日。
Instead of going to the temple.
以及到教这个圣殿去。
As a Christian,
身为基督徒
，You should come to the temple.
你要来到圣殿。
Now we have music, we have temple music.
我们现在有圣殿的音乐。
Everybody should be quiet.
每个人都要安静。
Then a father or someone stand there.
难道有一个神父某个人站在
那 ？So every Sunday you just come to the church.
每个主日来到教会。
And then the Lord's table become Misa.
而这个神的座就变成弥撒。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹
，Think about it.
想一想
，Something which is really from the Word of God.
某件从神的话，真正从神的话。
But brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹
，Because of our human mind.
因着我们人的思想。
Finally, it become everything Judaism.
最终成为一切都犹太化。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？That exactly what happened when the Church of God in the Dark Age.
这就是的确这样发生在教会的黑暗时代里。
So now do you still believe that people know salvation?
你现在是否相信人能知道救恩是什么了？
Of course, because that's the reason why we buy indulgence.
就是为什么他们买的赎罪券的缘故。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
thank God,
感谢神。
By the mercy of the Lord.
借着主的怜悯
，The Lord has raised Martin Luther, John Calvin, and others.
那么主就兴起马丁路德、加尔文等等。
Really deliver us from the captivity.
借带领我们从这个被掳。
They are just like Zerubbabel or Ezra. It will lead us from Jerusalem, from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
他们就这样耶路巴伯、以斯拉把我们从巴比伦带回到耶路撒冷。
So brothers,
所以弟兄姐妹，
now you understand how the church was Judaized.
现在你明白这教会如何被犹太教化。
But this is only one part of the story.
但这只不过是故事的一部分。
Since the 16th century,
16世纪
after Martin Luther and John Calvin led us back to Jerusalem.
在这个马丁路德和加尔文把我们带回到耶路撒冷之后。
Thank God, from now on we know the Bible truth.
感谢神，从现在开始我们知道圣经真理。
Now there is open Bible.
现在有敞开的圣经。
Now we have been given the truth of justification by faith.
我们现在得到这个真理，就是因信称义。
More than that,
在这之上。
Everything is by grace.
一切都是凭着恩。
More than that,
在这之上。
Now we begin to believe the universal priesthood of believers.
我们现在知道这个
大家都是做祭司的。
大家都是做祭司。
Why, brothers and sisters?
为什么祭司？
After even Martin Luther and all these reformers.
在这些马丁路德和这些改教
人。Between God and us.
在神和我们之间。
There are no priests.
没有祭司。
According to Bible.
根据圣经。
We are all priests.
我们都是祭司。
It's holy priests.
这是圣洁的祭司。
You see, brothers and sisters?
你看到。
It's spiritual priests.
这是属灵的祭司。
It's not earthly one.
这是属地的。
So for that reason.
为这个缘故。
Now, as a priest,
身为祭司，
you serve your God.
你服侍你的神。
So everyone of us should serve our God.
所以现在每一个人都要神服侍我的神。
Now, every priest should go to God directly.
每一个祭司都要直接到神那里。
So as a priest, we should approach our Father directly.
所以身为祭司，我们必须要到我们父神直接到。
So not only that.
不但如此。
Because we are all priests.
因为我们都是祭司。
So brothers, we should serve God as priests.
所以我们就要以祭司的身份来服侍神。
Now, but we do.Not serve in earthly temple.
我们不在属地的圣殿里服侍。
Now we are built up as a temple to the Lord.
我们被建造成为圣殿。
It is spiritual temple.
这是属灵的圣殿。
So brothers,
这弟兄姐妹。
It's another wonderful recovery of truth in the history.
这是在历史里面非常奇妙真理的恢复。
But don't forget.
但是不要忘记。
The tradition was so strong.
这个传统是那么的强烈。
Hey, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
you see, even a man like John Calvin,
即使像这约翰加尔文这样的一个人，
think about it.
想一想。
Now, when he was invited to Geneva,
当他被邀请到日内瓦去，
Now, of course, the Lord really used him greatly.
当然神大大的使用他。
He did only preach the word.
他只传神的话。
By that time in Geneva, there were only 17,000 people, that's all.
那么在日内瓦呢，只不过有17,000人。
That town was a small town.
那个镇是小镇。
But the Lord really used John Calvin.
但是神的确用
神的确用神的确
当他讲真理的时候，
Everybody saw the truth of justification by faith.
每个人都看到这个因信称义的真理。
So they all raise up.
都站起来。
They want to destroy all the evils thing. They try to destroy everything connected to Babylon.
他们要毁坏一切和这个巴比伦。
Of course, they get away all the idols.
当然他们把所有的偶像除去。
Because at that time, the high full of idols in the cathedral, in the cathedral.
因为那个时候在教堂里很多这些偶像。
And more than many other things.
还有其他许多的。
Many superstitions.
很多迷信。
So you see, these people, when they rise up.
所以你看到这些人起来的时候。
They say we have nothing to do with Babylon.
他们说我们与巴比伦无关。
But don't forget,
但是不要忘了，
their spirit was stirred.
他们的灵被挑起来。
But somehow they were still in the flesh.
但是他们仍旧在肉体里。
You can imagine some people, they want to take advantage of that situation.
你可以想象有些人要利用那个时机。
Turn it to become very political.
来变成非常政治化。
Those high officials in the city government.
那些在 政府里面高官
，They definitely welcome this reformation.
他们当然欢迎这改革。
Because by this way, they are able to obtain some kind of authority.
因为凭着这个，他们能够得到某种权柄。
But formally, the authority was in the church.
那么过去的权柄是在教会里。
So now it's through John Calvin that authority can be taken away.
那么现在借着约翰加尔文这个权柄给他取去。
So now they are definitely for John Calvin.
当然他们是拥护约翰加尔文。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Now because of the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit,
因着圣灵奇妙的工作
，people saw the light,
人们看到光
，but the enemy of God,
但是神的仇敌
also used the same opportunity to sow the tares,
也是用同样的机会来种下这些败子。
Now when the flesh really grow,
当这个血肉
there you find such a mixture there.
当这个种子发芽的时候，那在那里参差不齐。
And now when you find such a mixture,
在那里那么多的混杂。
Then, brothers, sisters, on the one hand, you thank God for what the Lord was doing.
那么一方面我们感谢神为着他所做的。
But on the other hand,
另外一方面
，you discover the Lord's prophecy was so accurate.
你发现神主的这个预言被。
When the church was in the dark age,
当教会在黑暗时代。
Now the church was Judaized.
那么这个教会变成犹太化。
But after the Reformation,
在改教之后
，Now the church should be much better, no longer going that way.
这教会应该更好，不再走那个方向。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们
，That tradition was so strong.
那个传统是那么的强烈。
It was beyond Martin Luther.
这是远超马丁路德。
After Reformation,
在改教之后
，Martin Luther one side.Deeply inside himself.
那么马丁路德曾在内心叹气。
He knew that in the Lutheran church, in the Lutheran church.
他知道在路德会里。
Not all the Lutheran are believers.
不是所有的路德会教徒呢都是信徒的。
So he said, when we break the bread.
说我们薄饼。
The bread only include those are saved.
这个饼只是包括那些得救的。
But then why in the Lutheran church there are so many unbelievers?
为什么在路德会里面有那么多没有信徒呢？
You know, Luther has no way out.
那么路德没有。
It was the German nobles who helped him such a great Reformation.
路德没有出路的途径，因为是这个德国的那些贵胄来。
So finally, you know, Luther said, "Oh, I wish one day there will be church within the church."
那么书中马丁路德说，我但愿有一天在教会中有教会。
And the church within the church means the invisible church within the visible church.
就是说，隐形的教会在看得见的教会里。
And visible church means Lutheran.
看得见的教会是路德会。
And visible church means the believers plus unbelievers.
那么这个隐形的教会是信徒和加上非信徒。
It is a mega church.
这是一个超级。
Why if you have you find so many German citizens, then you find the other members.
那么你发现有那么多德国公民，就看到那么多的信徒。
So my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
But Martin Luther's heart was aching.
但是马丁路德心是心痛。
He wished that one day there would be one invisible church.
他但有一天有一个隐形的教会。
This invisible church really is part of that body.
那隐形的教会是真正身体的一部分。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄们看到。
Martin Luther saw the light.
马丁路德看到光。
But that doesn't mean that he will follow that light.
但是并不意味着他要根据那光。
Because the wind of tradition was so strong.
因为这个传统的风那么强烈。
So if you go to the Lutheran,
如果你到路德会
，you still find candles.
你还看到有蜡烛。
You don't find any other visible idols.
你没有看到看得见的偶像。
But then you find something strange also going on there.
但是你发现在那里有奇怪的事发生。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，what does that mean?
那意味着什么
？It means such a paradox.
这是那么强
，such a pain in the heart of reformer.
那么强的矛盾，那么在改教里
，the will of God.
他们。知道神的道路，
但brothers,
但是有
什么？
你要什么
？Now brothers, if you want to see an invisible church,
弟兄，如果你要看到隐形的教会
，you will find there are many.
你会发现很多
believers plus unbelievers,
信徒加上非信徒。
But brothers,
但是弟兄
，the heart deep down in the heart of Martin Luther,
但是在马丁路德内心深处
，he want the work of our Lord.
他要我们主的话。
The same thing with John Knox and the same thing with John Calvin.
那么 John Knox, 约翰诺和这个约翰加尔文一样。
When John Knox preached the word in Scotland.
那么 John Knox 在这个苏格兰传道。
Finally, there was a riot.
最后有一个暴乱。在每一个城市里。
They drove away all the nuns and monks away.
他们把所有的那些修女修士驱走。
They really take over their buildings.
他们真的占有他们的那些建筑。
Not even John thought that was not from the Lord.
即使 John 也认为这不是从主来的。
His heart was very painful.
他的心非常痛。
Now if this is Church of God,
如果这是神的教会。
If everybody for the truth,
每一个人为着真理。
But somehow enemy make use of that.
但是这个仇敌使用这个。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。
That's what happened in Scotland.
这就在苏格兰发生的。
That also happened in Geneva.
这也发生在日内瓦。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
today, if you go to Geneva,
如果你到日内瓦去
if you want to look for something that John Calvin still left on this earth,
看到约翰加尔文仍旧留在这世上的
now brother, you find something,
你会发现一些
but you are completely puzzled.
但是你非常混扰。
The cathedral.John Calvin used to preach.
那么这个约翰加尔文过去传道的教堂。
And the same very cathedral used to belong to Roman Catholic.
那么这同一个教堂过去是属于这个罗马天主教。
Yes, today you go to that cathedral.
今天如果你到那个大教堂去。
You don't find that, you don't find idols anymore.
你不再见到有偶像。
However, you find something very interesting on the wall.
但是你在墙壁上发现非常有意思。
You find the name Thomas.
你发现多马。
You find the name, different name. Then you wonder whether this is biblical characters or some character in history.
那么你就在想这个是圣经里面的人物还是在历史里面的人物。
But if you ask carefully,
如果你仔细观察
I now begin to understand.
你现在开始明白。
Who are these people, their pictures on the wall?
这些人他们的照片他们在墙壁上。
These were the high official who used to listen to John Calvin's preaching.
那这些是过去曾听过加尔文的这个传道的
高峰。With their help, you see the reformation was going on in that city.
凭着他们的帮助，在那城市里面有改教。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
now you see the same exact place.
现在你看同样一个地方。
Now to the Roman Catholic,
对罗马天主教来的。
That was place of worship.
那是敬拜的地方。
When you come to the place of worship.
当你来到敬拜的地方
That temple
那是圣殿
You see brothers
弟兄姐妹看到
But now when John Calvin took that over
但是当约翰加尔文把它取过来
He didn't make a great change
他的确是改了做了一个改变
But you see for other people simple people they really do not understand
但是对普通人他们不明白
But John Calvin did make some kind of change radical change
但是约翰加尔文的确做了很巨大的改变
For example this is the sanctuary
比方说这个是他的这个圣殿。
And normally the church celebrate Misa here.
那么通常呢这个教会就也举行弥撒。
Now, definitely this is the most important part.
那是当然重要的部分。
All the audience facing this direction.
所有的观众都面向这里。
But now it's different.
但现在不同。
Because now John Calvin didn't want anything connected with Babylon.
约翰加尔文现在不要和巴比伦任何的
关联 So he no longer use that part anymore.
他不再用那个地方。
This part is no longer sanctuary.
这个地方不再是属于他的。
They put the chairs also here.
他们也把椅子放在这里。
And then at the same time,
同时呢
he put his pulpit there.
他把他的讲台放在那里。
You see, then when he always preached from there, that direction.
他总是从那个方向来传道。
And then those high officials definitely will sit in that corner.
那些高官总是坐在那个角落。
Now after many, many years,
许多年之后
those officials already gone.
那些高官已经去了。
But now you find their work there, you find their painting there, you find the picture there.
你发现他们的这个图画在那边。
So facing, you see, the pulpit that is facing that pictures.
所以这个讲台是面向那些照片。
You know that's where John Calvin was preaching.
那是约翰加尔文传道的地方。
Every week he preached 17 sermons.
每一个星期呢，他传17篇道理。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以你看弟兄
们。Now the word of God become very important.
那么现在神的话变得非常重要。
Just like a synagogue, the word of God is very important.
教堂会堂啊，这个神的话非常重要。
So if you formally you have Lord's table, that's Misa.
过去你有神的座，这是弥撒。
That's altar.
但是
But now everything has been changed.
现在全部改变了。
Now it's no longer altar, but in a pulpit.
现在不是祭坛，而有讲台。
And now John Calvin spoke from there.
那么约翰加尔文从那里讲到。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
how do you make the distinction between Catholic and Protestant?
那么你如何分别这个罗马天主教和
？The characteristic of Catholic was the altar.
那么这个罗马天主教的特征是
characteristic of Protestant is the pulpit.
那么真正教的特征是讲。
So you see, brothers and sisters, that since Reformation,
自从改教
now you still come to place of worship.
你仍旧找到敬拜的地方
Still the temple.
仍旧有圣殿
Instead of altar.
以及是这个祭坛
Offering the sacrifice.
来献上祭物
Now just the word of God.
现在只是神的话
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
Do you see that?
你看到这个吗
Today, yes, we don't have priests.
现在今天我们没有祭司
We do not have a cathedral.
我们没有这个所谓的
高高的 sisters. Today's our idea. What is a church?
教会
You need a chosen people.
你要有被拣选。
You need a place of worship.
你要有敬拜的地方。
And you need a priesthood.
你需要有一个祭司。
Yes, in synagogue, no more priests.
是的，在会堂里不再有祭司。
But you have rabbi instead.
但是你相反的有拉比。
But what our Lord said.
我们的主说什么
？You are brothers.
你是弟兄们
Brother, we live not because of rabbis
弟兄们活不是因着拉比
Nor because of priest
我们现在祭司
Not because of priest
不是因着祭司
So for that reason
为着这个缘故
It is very clear This is the church of God
这非常清楚这是
But unfortunately
但是很不幸的
After so many years
在那么多年之后
You see, according to our Lord The church indeed goes through these two directions
的确，按照我们的神所说的，这教会走向这两个方向。
So brothers,
对弟兄们
，finally,
自从
in the 17th century,
在十七世纪
，you know God did something drastic.
你就知道神做非常巨大的事。
God has raised John Fox.
那么神就兴起 John Fox.
And those people called friends or Quakers.
那被称为 friends 和的 Quakers.
They were under great persecution.
他们在很大的这个逼迫底下。
When they fled to Boston.
他们逃到波士顿去。
这个 Boston area was headquarters of Puritans or so-called the follower of Calvins.
那么因为波士顿乃是那些清教徒或者跟随这个约翰教会的人。
They fled, when Quakers fled there.
当这Quaker逃到
那边去。
他们也是被。
Their ears were being cut off.
他们耳朵被割掉。
The nose were being cut off.
他们鼻子被割掉。
Now if you know their history.
如果你知道他们历史。
You know the Quaker today in the States is really quite an influence.
你知道Quaker今天在美国是很大的
影响。They suffer so much.
当然他们受那么多的苦。
Why the Lord raised some Quaker?
为什么神兴起这些Quaker?
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
It is Quaker who tells us.
乃是可以告诉我们
We worship God in spirit and truth
我们以心灵和诚实来敬
拜 We do not come to a physical temple
我们不来到一个物质的圣殿
It is not that atmosphere to help us to worship
不是那个气氛来帮助我们来敬拜
No, brothers and sisters
因为你们不是
And people look for the high tower
人们展望那个高的
People look for the cathedral
人们看到那个高的建筑
So John Fox stood up and say
所以 John Fox 站起来说
He said, now what we needis we do not need this help.
我们不需要这些帮助。
You see, brother, if you study the Bible,
如果你查考圣经
we are the temple to the Lord.
我们是主的圣殿。
We do not have physical temple.
我们没有物质的圣殿。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹看到。
For that reason,
为这个缘故
even waiting for you to be in that kind of temple, then you become spiritual.
你不等候你到那种的这个圣殿里。
Then you begin to worship.
然后你才开始敬拜。
Every place you can worship.
每个地方你都可以敬拜。
It's a very simple house you can worship.
非常简单的家你可以敬拜。
These are friends.
这些朋友。
No, 就是贵格会他们。
哦，这些。
So these are Quakers.
这些是贵格的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Today we think of a Quaker, we only think of oatmeal.
今天我们想到贵格，我们只想到那些麦片。
But brothers, no, Quaker has suffered a lot.
那么贵格呢，就受了很多。
And because their discovery,
因着他们的发现。
Now the Church of God being brought back. to the original will of God.
那么神的教会被带回到神神原初的道路。
So brothers and sisters,
对弟兄姐妹。
Why I spend so much time to tell you this?
为什么我花那么多时间来告诉你们？
Because sometimes you know we do not know what is the church.
我们有时不晓得教会是什么。
This word church,
这个是教会。
Today, when we understand it, it refers to a building.
我们所理解的是指到一个建筑物。
According to tradition, that's what happened.
根据传统就是这样发生。
Church almost equal to temple.
那么教会就等于几乎等于圣殿。
Now Hindus they go to their temple.
那么新教徒到他们的庙。
Jewish people they go to their temple if the temple still exists.
那么犹太人到他们的圣殿，如果圣殿还存在。
So we come to the church.
我们到教会。
What does that mean?
那意味着什么？
You know, church to us is a building.
你知道，对我们来说，教会是一个
The Bible said the church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
Sometimes you left your Caesar in the church.
有时你把你的剪刀遗留在教会。
Someone said, "Oh, I forgot to leave my Caesar in the church."
有人说我把我的剪刀遗留在教会。
Because you consider the meeting place, you consider the church as a building.
因为你认为这个教会是一个建筑物。
But church is the body of Christ.
如果教会是基督的身体。
Is it possible for you to leave the Caesar in your body?
你是否有可能把这个剪刀留在你身体里
？Yes, some foolish doctor they may do that.
是的，有一些愚笨的医生。
They really put some things in their Caesar.In some people's body.
他们的确把他们的剪刀放在某些人的
身上。Let us not do the foolish body. Let us become foolish doctors.
让我们不要成为愚蠢的医生。
So my brother and sister, now you understand.
现在你明白。
Why God arrested Paul?
为什么神逮捕了保罗？
From the whole history of the church.
从整个教会的历史。
You now know how strong it that wind.
你知道那风是何等强烈。
The wind of doctrine.
那个道理的风
，and that doctrine especially from a tradition，
而这道理特别是从传统而来
，and that tradition was so hard no one can shake。
那个传统是那个道理是那么坚固，没有人可以。
Paul almost yielded to that tradition，
甚至保罗几乎向那个传统妥协了。
Thank God，
感谢神。
By the grace of the Lord，
借着神的恩典
，God arrest Paul。
神逮捕了保罗
and in the prison,
在监牢里
his eyes were open.
他眼睛开启
he saw the body of Christ.
他看到基督的身体
but let me ask one question.
让我问一个问题
actually on the way to Damascus,
其实在往大马士的路
上 he already saw that vision.
他已经见到那异象
now why Paul had to be in prison?
为什么保罗需要被下到监牢
to tell us the church is the body of Christ.
来告诉我们教会是神的身体，
the difference is this.
分别是
almost 25 years ago.
几乎二十五年前
，when Paul first met Christ on the way to Damascus.
当保罗第一次遇到主在往大马士路上
，what he received is a vision.
他所领受的是异象
，head and the body of Christ.
头和基督的身体
，Christ as the head.
基督为头
，church the body of Christ.
教会基督的身体。
Now Paul did receive that vision.
保罗的确领受那异象。
But that vision only belonged to Paul.
那异象只是属于保罗的。
That vision will govern every step of Paul.
那异象会主使保罗的每一步。
In other words,
换句话说
in this whole world,
在这整世界
there is only one who walk in that direction.
只有一个走向那个方向。
How we also can see what Paul sees.
我们如何能够见到保罗所见到
？So Paul not only the vision，
保罗不单需要那异象
，Paul also need the word of God。
保罗也需要神的话。
For that reason，
为这缘故
，Paul has went through different stages。
保罗就经过不同的阶段
，from his spiritual infanthood，
从他属灵的
adolescent
到少年
，and final spiritual adulthood，
直到长大成人属灵。
Now he has a word。
他现在有话。
He has a word to describe that vision。
他有话来描述那意象。
Now brothers，
弟兄
，when he passed on that word，
当他把那话传下
，not only Paul saw that vision，
不但保罗看到那意象
，we also see the vision。
我们也看到这意象。
Not only he can avoid certain things，
不但他可以避免某些事
，then
we will not be tossed by the wind of doctrine.
然后会被道理的风摇动。
Then we can be faithful to the Lord.
然后我们能够向神忠心。
So brothers,
向主忠心。
It took almost 28 years.
这个弟兄们，这几乎娶了他28年。
Almost 又几乎用了。
这就用了28。
It almost take 28 years.
又用了28年。
For Paul to receive that word.
让保罗来领受那话。
Now he's able to interpret that vision.
现在他能够来解释那意象。
For that reason.
为这缘故。
We thank God for this letter of Ephesians.
我们感谢神为这以弗所的书信。
Paul already saw the light.
保罗已经见到光。
He already saw the vision.
他已经见到意象。
But brothers.
但弟兄。
Now the first time.
第一次
he is able to use the word of God
他能够使用神的话
to describe that vision
来描述那意象
that you, not only that, you can see it
不但你可以见到
I also can see it
我也能够见到
you are called to that vision
你被为这意象而被
I'm also called to that vision
我也为这意象被呼召
so when we are together
当我们在一起
this is our testimony
这是我们的见证
but brothers,
但是弟兄们
you can only testify what you see
你只能见证你所见到的
Why you can see what Paul saw?
为什么你能够见到保罗所见到
Paul has gone through much tribulation.
保罗经过了许多的苦难
He learned a lot before the Lord.
许多患难他在神面前
He almost fell.
他几乎跌倒
But thank God.
但是感谢
He has been preserved.
感谢神他被保守
But only by this way.
只有这样的方式
The testimony of the body of Christ.
那么基督身体的见证
Will be preserved.
能够被保存
So brothers.
对弟兄
This is our mission is.Singapore today.
这是我们在新加坡的使命。
No matter whether in the Wicked Terrace or in Changi.
无论你是在威斯兰或者在樟宜。
You are called.
你被呼召。
For a purpose.
为这一个目的。
Now tomorrow we will make that even much clearer.
明天我们会使得更清楚。
I know I'm slow or I'm actually I'm already I think if you see my program, I already behind.
如果你看我的结果，我已经
But so in your discussion, you just go ahead.
但是你们在讨论当中，你们继续。
You know, you will see according to your understand how to understand those things.
能够看来明白这些事。
But I have no other way because I have to make things clear, simple to the brothers and sisters.
我没有其他途径，我必须要让弟兄姐妹。
For 2,000 years, that's what happened.
2000年来，这是发生的事。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
，What is our mission today?
我们今天的使命是什么
？We have no way out.
我们没有。
We have to follow the Lord.
我们必须要跟随主。
We know some way is much broader.
我们知道一些道是比较宽的。
According to the Lord, many people will crowd into that way.
跟随许多人，他们都会拥挤到那个道路。
This is a narrow way.
这是狭窄的路。
You don't find many people there.
你不发现许多人在那里。
But if this is the Lord's will.
但是如果这是神的旨意。
Let us go on, march on toward the Lord, toward the goal.
朝向这个目。标杆
Let us satisfy God's heart.
让我们满足神的心
Let's pray.
让我们祷告
Dear Lord, we commit this word into your hands.
亲爱的主，我们把这话交在主你手中
We pray that you will use this word.
我们祈求你会使用这些话
Especially translate this word to the level that everybody can understand.
特别是把这些话翻成我们每一个人都能明白的程度
We especially remember in our young people in our midst.
我们特别纪念在我们当中的年轻人
We pray that by your mercy, they are able to understand this message.
我们祈求凭着你的怜悯，他们能够明白这些信息
Only when we grow up.
只有当我们长
成 When we no longer as infants.
我们不再是小婴孩
Then we will not be tossed to and fro by the wind of doctrine.
我们将不会被这个道理的风被摇动飘来飘去
Speak to us, Lord.
主对我们说话
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告
Amen.